Boeing is facing a big financial hit after last month's grounding of its best-selling plane, the 737 MAX, following fatal crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia.
At the end of this, Boeing is going to have a mounting financial cost. Analysts have estimated anything up to $3 billion when you include the passenger liability, when you include the compensation. But this is going to come out in dribs and drabs.
Plus, President Trump vows to fight subpoenas and a possible bidding war for Anadarko. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to our top story on Boeing, here are some other top stories we're following today. President Trump says he'll fight subpoenas related to the Mueller report. Democrats this week subpoenaed former White House counsel Don McGahn, seeking documents and testimony.
These aren't like impartial people. The Democrats are trying to win 2020. I say it's enough.
The president has also sued to block a request from Democrats seeking access to 8 years of his financial statements. And the U.S. Treasury Department missed a deadline set by Democrats this week for the release of the president's tax returns. Occidental Petroleum has made a rival bid to acquire Anadarko Petroleum for $38 billion after Chevron agreed to buy the company for $33 billion earlier this month. The Wall Street Journal's Bradley Olson has more on what could be the start of a bidding war between the companies.
This bid shows that there's a lot of interest in Anadarko and its assets. And basically, Occidental, you know, we've known that Occidental has been interested in this company for a long time. And what they're saying is that they were really in discussions with Anadarko, and the company kind of prematurely cut off contact in favor of Chevron's bid. So I think what this does is it certainly raises the offer. Occidental's offer is about 20% higher than kind of the latest value of the Chevron offer. So at the very least, it's a little bit more money. Some investors aren't sure that it's the best fit, Occidental with Anadarko, but I think they obviously like the higher share price.
Olson says the offer has raised questions about Anadarko's process weighing Chevron and Occidental's offers. Chevron reports earnings later this week on Friday. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen appears to disavow responsibility for some of the crimes he has pleaded guilty to in a 36-minute recording of a phone call with actor and comedian Tom Arnold. Arnold recorded the call, which he provided to the Wall Street Journal, without Cohen's knowledge.
You know, you would think that you would have folks, you know, stepping up and saying, you know what, this guy's lost everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. My, you know, my family's happiness, my law license. I lost my business. I lost, everything. My insurance, my bank accounts, all for what? All for what? Because Trump, you know, had an affair with a porn star. That's really what this is about.
Cohen is set to begin a 3-year prison sentence on May 6th. His lawyer, Lanny Davis, says Cohen has, quote, taken responsibility for his crimes, adding that he meant no offense by his statements. To hear more of the tape and analysis from our legal expert, head to WSJ.com. Boeing is taking a more than $1 billion financial hit from the grounding of its 737 MAX aircraft after two fatal crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Joining me now from Chicago with more details is Wall Street Journal aerospace reporter Doug Cameron. Doug, tell us more about the earnings picture Boeing painted on Wednesday as it deals with the fallout of these fatal crashes involving its best-selling aircraft.
Well, Boeing did report a drop in sales and profits in the quarter. It was actually less than many analysts expected. They delivered far fewer 737s, but deliveries of 787 Dreamliner, bigger plane, very profitable plane, and also the defense business did very well. And that largely countered most of the impact from the slowing MAX sales.
In the wake of the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia, we've seen orders of these aircraft canceled, a decline in delivery, and schedule shakeups for major airlines. Is Boeing expecting the financial cost to grow in subsequent quarters?
You are going to see more of this in terms of a financial hit. Boeing put down a marker that expects an initial cost of $1 billion just from slowing production. It's kept on workers, even though it's producing more planes, and that basically inflates costs. It also took an unspecified charge for the actual software fix, the software that's been implicated in these two crashes, as well as training pilots as well. And what's not been calculated, or at least revealed, is the compensation that may be owed to customers, mainly airlines, and of course any liability to the families of passengers who died in these twin crashes. None of that has been detailed, in fairness to Boeing, because there is no clarity on the legal cases and the status of them. So that sort of thing can take years to pan out.
Boeing is also working on a fix for the software system implicated in these crashes. Where do those efforts stand? The airline is facing a lot of scrutiny from aviation officials.
With Boeing reducing production of the 737 MAX, everything now hinges on getting that software fix in place, approved by regulators, not just in the US, but it's going to be trickier trying to persuade overseas regulators who are no longer, frankly, keen to take the word of the FAA in the US, which they've done in the past. Now, when the regulators give the go-ahead, the next biggest challenge is to persuade passengers that the plane is safe. Things are much more high profile these days than in plane crashes in previous years, so there's just much more nervousness. And Boeing executives talked today about basically a PR campaign trying to bring pilots on board. Basically, pilots will reassure passengers a pilot is not going to fly an unsafe plane. So that's a big part of their return to flight strategy. In terms of the actual software fix, precious few details, if any details, actually revealed on the earnings call today. Boeing did go out of its way to say that there was no design problem, there was no certification problem, but there's still unanswered questions as to basically how this came to pass and ultimately two planes crashed. So those questions are going to be carried on to be answered during the certification process with the FAA and our other regulators, and I'm sure it's a question which passengers are going to ask in the future as well. What went wrong? People are still not clear about this.
And Doug, where does this leave Boeing in relation to its biggest competitor, Airbus?
While all this is happening, Airbus, Boeing's biggest competitor, is continuing to increase production of its rival plane, the A320neo. It's had problems of its own in the past, no crashes or accidents, but it's had problems with suppliers getting enough engines, so it's making as many as it can. The problem for Airbus is it can't really take advantage of this for two reasons. One, there's an unspoken code in the industry. You don't take advantage of those involved in accidents because they can happen to you as well. Secondly, airlines like the 50-50 balance in orders between these two, Airbus and Boeing, because they can play one off against each other to get a better price and better terms. So even if the MAX is grounded for some lengthy period of time, even through the end of the year, Boeing still has 4,500 orders for this plane. Airlines are still going to want to split deals between the two manufacturers to get the best price. So at the end of this, Boeing is going to have a mounting financial cost. Analysts have estimated anything up to $3 billion when you include the passenger liability, when you include the compensation. But this is going to come out in dribs and drabs, possibly over years to come.
That's Wall Street Journal aerospace reporter Doug Cameron joining us from Chicago with more details on Boeing's latest earnings report. Now, onto some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. Retail giant Walmart is testing its own supply chain for Angus beef products. The company says it will source cattle from farms and ranches and form agreements with butchers, packers, and delivery firms. Products will focus on steaks and roasts and debut in 400 stores in the southeastern United States. Roughly a third of S&P 500 companies are reporting earnings this week. The Wall Street Journal reports that the stakes are higher for firms that miss. Data from FactSet shows that shares of companies that fall short of expectations have declined 3.5% from two trading days ahead of earnings to two sessions after the report. That's higher than in past years. We're keeping a close eye on plenty of earnings this week. For more on Facebook, Tesla, and Microsoft, all reporting after the bell on Wednesday, be sure to listen to our AM edition of What's News on a Thursday or head to WSJ.com. And movie theaters are going all out for the latest superhero movie, Walt Disney's Avengers: Endgame. The movie is one of the year's most anticipated and begins screening on Thursday night. Theater operators in some areas are scheduling screenings around the clock to keep up with demand, with many planning to dedicate half of their auditoriums to the movie. Ticketing service Fandango reported that it sold 5 times as many tickets for Avengers Endgame than it did for the movie's predecessor, Infinity War, in the first week of pre-sales. And that's what's news for Wednesday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.